Joe, what's happening?
Well, I've never been in there for anything to do with athletic talent, that's for sure.
Hey, nobody bowled better at Antioch than you.
Well, that's right. I don't know about that, actually. I mean, they were pretty good back then.
Joe, Shane Foster decides to go to to Italy.
Yep. To be honest, I think it just comes down to it's a financial decision and it's a guaranteed money. Where,
oh yeah,
you know, as you guys know, there's no guarantee for a second round pick in the NBA draft. You know, once you get out of the first round, everything's kind of up for grabs. Now, I know Dallas was disappointed. I think I saw Kevin Stallings talk a little bit about it. Shane was kind of in a situation in Dallas where, you know, when you go to that summer league team, everybody's trying to make the team, so it's not like you play with a tremendous amount of team unity necessarily.
It's the old line, they'd rather pass a kidney stone than the basketball.
That's exactly right. So I think that had something to do with it. But, you know, it's a chance for him to go over and improve his skills, make some very good money, and there's nothing to say that he can't come back and play in the NBA next year. But he is headed over there. We've got a pretty strong contingent of players playing overseas right now.
I'll tell you what, this is an area we saw kind of with this hockey thing, with trying to dip in an NHL, and now with the money that's being guaranteed, a lot of guys would, you know, if you're second round picks, why go sit on the bench when you can go get some great experience and make guaranteed money, basically no expenses,
tax-free
money.
Yeah,
I mean, they pay
for
everything over there.
If you do your research over there, some of the leagues are better than others, obviously, but some of them are very highly touted, very very well run, very good money, quality players. And as you said, there are a lot of perks to playing over there. There's not as many expenses involved as you might think. So I think it's a trend that's going to continue.
You still want to play in the Baghdad Rec League or something like that.
I'm just telling you something. To go through that experience, to be making good money, to be single, Italy's not a bad way to go for a year or two.
There are worse places you could go, that's for sure.
All right, let's talk about the scrimmage. Bobby Johnson not happy with the intensity. But really, to me, the most interesting thing is, by all accounts, and I guess you can confirm this, Larry Smith, a redshirt freshman, was the most impressive of the quarterbacks. How would that affect the pecking order?
Well, I don't know. I sat through most of the scrimmage and watched, and Larry certainly did some very impressive things. He also threw a couple of balls right into coverage, which I guess is to be expected from a young quarterback. So while he was impressive in some aspects, there were some areas that I'm sure that he'd like to improve on. I'm not sure that the pecking order changes after one scrimmage, you know, in any way. To be honest, Chris and McKenzie did not get a tremendous amount of series. They sort of spread out the action, and actually Larry probably got more work than anybody did. So I don't think anything changes in that regard. I think it's just, you know, more good competition. But I do agree that there's probably not any solid consensus choice right now just yet at that position.
Running back Kennard Reeves, 8 carries for 68 yards. Where does he fit into the pecking order at that position?
You know, ran really hard. I was really impressed with him, and he's one of those guys that's sort of been in the background for quite a while now and hasn't had a lot of opportunities. He's going to get a chance this year. Actually, though they may not have anybody that's considered a superstar in the backfield, they've actually got some pretty good depth. Gaston Miller, I thought, ran the ball well in the scrimmage as well. Jared Hawkins looked terrific, I thought. Jeff Jennings looks a little bit quicker. Although he's the big, strong, bull-type runner, he looked like he had a little bit more speed. I really liked the way they ran the football. But Reeves runs really hard, runs downhill, and is going to get a chance to play.
All right, we promise not to use the term pecking order anymore. But on defense, Broderick Stewart, considered by just about everybody one of the top pass rushers in the SEC, apparently looked pretty good.
He did look good. He's an interesting character at about 230 pounds for that position, but boy, is he hard to block. And he's got a lot of confidence right now. I thought all the ends played very well. You know, we're obviously focusing on that defensive tackle spot. Greg Billinger is going to be a starter in there, but looking for some depth there, and I'm sure that that's going to be an area of concern for the coaches after they look at the film, because the offense did run the football, I thought, pretty well. I thought the offensive line looked pretty solid, to be honest. That's one of the things I know folks were a little bit concerned about. I thought the line looked very solid.
Joe, we're almost out of time, but yeah. David Price gets called up to AAA. Yeah. He is major league bound. It's just a matter of when. But the argument within the Tampa Bay brain trust as to whether they want to use him as a reliever or a starter.
Yeah, I wonder about that too. And I'm glad they're going ahead and make the call up to AAA, get him a couple of you know, starts in that and see how that goes before they make the decision to put him in to a major league uniform. I think David is of the mindset that he'll do whatever they want him to do. But it would be an interesting decision for them to have this guy come through as a starter the whole time, and then when he makes it to the majors, you know, go to the bullpen. That's as much as a character of routine as pitchers are. That's a whole lot different routine to go through, and I'd be surprised if they didn't go ahead and give him the opportunity to be a starter.
Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.